present the Book of Oddities. We will share from the Book of Oddities. You will learn from the Book of Oddities all of these oddities.
Hey, hey there, pod people. Welcome to another episode of Random Oddities. Tonight, our superstition is going to be beds. Yes, I said beds. Not referring to anything sexual, just another interesting superstition. Let's jump right in here, shall we? So, there can be few more famous superstitions than the one about getting out of bed on the wrong side, which, you know, leads to a bad day, supposedly. The quote-unquote wrong side has traditionally been the left because it is associated with the devil who, of course, sat on the left-hand side of God before he was banished from heaven. Apparently, the only way you can avoid the ill luck is to make sure you put your right sock and shoe on first when dressing. I think this sounds like something we talked about yesterday, wasn't it? Sockings, I guess? Interesting. Many people also believe that bad luck follows if you get out of bed from the opposite side to which you got in. It is said, too, that no more than two people should ever make up a bed, or a death will surely result in the family. Perhaps of some practical use is the claim of folk in northern England that bed sores may be avoided by placing two buckets of fresh spring water under the bed daily. Under no circumstances, though, use cold boiled water for this is said to anger the devil. And should he by some chance pass in the night, it will certainly catch his eye and he may well do you some harm. Cold boiled water. Well, you know, hell, I guess it's hot boiled water. Okay, I can see the correlation a little bit, sort of. According to the superstition of several European nations, it is not advisable to clean out the room where a guest has slept until at least an hour after he has left, or bad luck will follow. Perhaps the bad luck might be an unwelcome guest returning. Looking under the bed before retiring is often referred to jokingly, but the idea has its roots in superstition. Many country people used to believe it was essential to do this to ward off a devil who likes skulking in such places. The Americans believe it is an ill omen to lay a hat on the bed at any time, and it is unlucky to turn a mattress on Friday and Sunday. The latter particularly for this would result in a week of bad dreams. Many European housewives believe a bed should always be pointed in an east-west direction, the path of the sun, and should it face north to south by any chance, then the sleeper is in for restless nights. Interesting. I need to find out which way my bed's pointing because I can't sleep for anything. I wake up like every hour or two every single night. I need to figure out, well, first, which direction is which, I guess. And now for our fun phrase. Tonight it is pass with flying colors, which means to achieve something with resounding success. Now, this is a shorty, but I thought it was really interesting, so I figured I would go ahead and throw it in here. Boats in the 1600s often bore a number of different flags when sailing out at sea. These flags were referred to as quote-unquote colors. A ship defeated at sea would be forced to take down their colors as a sign of defeat, while a ship that pulled into port with flying colors likely experienced a great success at sea. I don't know how they would know the difference, and I mean, I always thought that ships were kind of always a long distance away from each other, so they shouldn't even be within eyesight of each other when they're out fishing, if that's what we're referring to, I'm assuming. And even if you had a bad catch, would you really take your flags down to, you know, let everybody know that you suck at what you do? Or at least that day anyway? I know I certainly would not. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Random Oddities. Join us tomorrow for another daily dose of absolutely useless information. Keep it weird out there, pod people.
And that is all from the Book of Oddities. We are done with the Book of Oddities. Join us next week for more oddities.